In Dawalawan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. The Gitmak Magai Nishgat Society and Rupert Meats came together in a joint venture to release the new product, Wilp Sahon Smokehouse, First Nations Smoked Salmon. CFNR talked with Blair Miro, Chief Executive Officer of the Gitmak Magai, as well as Craig Summers, the owner and operator of Rupert Meats. They told CFNR about what this joint venture means to both companies, the city of Prince Rupert, and where and when you'll be able to find their product. If I could just get your name and position.
Yeah, so my name is Blair Miro. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the Gitmak Magai Nisga'a Society.
Craig Summers, owner of Rupert Meats.
I just got an email from you today regarding partnership.
Yeah, so it's a partnership between Rupert Meats, which is locally owned and operated meat shop, as well as the Gitmak Magai Nisga'a Society, and we're a nonprofit organization that represents approximately 1,400 Nisga'a citizens that live in Prince Rupert and Port Edward.
And what exactly is this partnership?
So we have joined together to develop a line of smoked or value-added salmon products over this next year. We started talking late last year when I learned that there was a smoker that they had available for sale, and I purchased it from them, and through months of development, we decided to produce a line of smoked salmon products, and we're looking forward to it. There's a name for the smoked salmon, Wilp Sahon. It's just everything's going to be processed and made at our store and then distributed at our store, plus the Nishka, Bob's on the Rocks, the Port Edward store, Yaga Cafe.
Essentially, our organization has been experimenting with and trying to launch our own brand of smoked salmon. And whether it was licensing requirements or staffing or physical space limitations, a whole bunch of different obstacles. And once we were approached by Rupert Meats for the potential for a partnership, it's just everything seemed to fall into place very quickly, that they have the space, they have the staffing, they have the licensing, and we have the equipment. So we felt like it was a good match.
So what does this joint venture mean between both the Gitmak Magai and Rupert Meats?
What it means for us is it's a big mark of cultural pride to finally be able to launch our own brand of smoked salmon. It's been something that's been in the strategic plan for years.
We're able to give back to the folks up here. You know, typically, historically, and what has happened now with Prince Rupert is most of the fish processing and smoked fish, it's all shipped down to Lower Mainland Vancouver to be processed and smoked, and then very rarely dumped back up into the Prince Rupert area. So we're dependent on supply chain, dependent on others. And what we want to do is create a local brand of salmon from the harvester to landing, processing, and then retail. So we're able to create jobs. And, you know, as a general overview, I think they're in an ideal position to become a seafood processing hub, you know, for distribution, to bring organizations together and collectively develop solutions, chain issues, and opportunities locally.
It's trying to find a way to take, you know, ancient recipes and use modern technology to make them available to more people. Seafood access is becoming increasingly challenging, whether that's, you know, the struggles that local processors have been having or fishermen choosing to fish and deliver elsewhere. So we just want to find a way to get locally caught, locally processed salmon into the hands of locals.
And I think also, like you had mentioned, currently everything has to be shipped down to, you know, Vancouver and area, processed, and then, you know, shipped back up for distribution. With the rising costs and everything, so this being produced locally, I'm assuming that that'll, you know, help keep costs down?
That's right. I totally agree.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or share at all?
We're excited to see what the future brings to us in the next couple of years, and, you know, growing the relationship and the partnership, from being able to harvest a sustainable resource and provide it back to, you know, what the historical value of the town was founded on. There's some real excitement about that.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.